With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I keep seeing all these stories out there in different parts of the country and different parts of the tri-state area where it's still a complete mess and people are lining up and there's fights still and empty shelves and all. Anytime that there's a bad supermarket experience, it's going to end up in the newspaper because someone's going to tweet out a picture and then someone's going to write about it, and that's all anybody wants to see is a horrendously barren supermarket with people punching each other in the face. But, you know, if you have a normal supermarket experience, that's not going to be anywhere for people to consume. So I was curious to hear your supermarket experience yesterday.
I had no problems whatsoever. If I did have problems, I would have told you. The day before, I told you I stood outside a Walgreens because I didn't have my Metamucil. I left it in my office, so I had to go get Metamucil. It was driving me crazy. So I had to stand online outside of a Walgreens. They were only letting five customers in at a time. And, you know, we're just trying to speed things through, so... but yesterday was fine. Yesterday there was no problem. There was everything I wanted, I got. I was not looking for toilet paper. Matter of fact, I didn't even look for toilet paper, so I have no idea if they even had any. But everything that I wanted to get, I ended up getting, and it was a pleasant experience.
Yeah, and you don't need any toilet paper because you've got a toilet that shoots water to clean you off and then dries you off. So
that
you're one of the few lucky people, yeah, out there who doesn't need the toilet paper.
Well, you could have been one of those lucky people. You didn't want it.
I understand. I mean,
I know you had a lot of things going on. You had your bathroom, you know, redone and all that other stuff. And I was going to add you a nice toilet. You wouldn't have to have all these worries about toilet paper.
Yeah, it was going to happen. I just didn't understand the urgency at the moment. Like many people didn't understand the urgency at the moment. All right, Jerry Recco is with us. Good morning, Jerry. What's happening, man?
Well, good morning, guys. How are you? A lot with football, which is always a good thing. Thank God for them these last couple of weeks. The league planning to start the regular season on time in September, play a full 16 games, that of course now. That includes international games, too, and they do plan on having fans in the building. Also, owners approving the new playoff format, as you guys have been discussing. You got CBS getting an additional game. That's cool. Nickelodeon going to simulcast the game as well to draw on more young fans. Did not know that there was a shortage
of young
fans.
So if you went back to last year's you know, end of season records, that would have meant that the Pittsburgh Steelers and the LA Rams would have made the playoffs under this new format. And the Steelers were 8-8 last year. The Rams were 9-7. So they would have been in the wild card round.
There you go. As long as we don't have 7-9 teams, I'm all good. I don't like that.
Well, it may happen, but, you know, Dallas was 8-8, Pittsburgh 8-8, Chicago 8-8, and the Rams were 9-7. And then the 7-9s showed up after that. So you had teams that had 500 records. You may get one of those teams, just like we did with Seattle when they won the division at 7-9 and hosted a playoff game.
Ugh, I know. Brutal.
That's the worst.
Happen. That does happen from time to time, no doubt. Mm-hmm. The draft will take place later this month, and the schedule will be released apparently no later than mid-May. Bucks wide receiver Chris Godwin spoke with the Tampa Times. He did give Tom Brady his number 12. Godwin's going to wear number 14. He also addressed Jameis Winston in his 30 interceptions. Now, you remember Bruce Arians said most of them were on the quarterback. Well, Godwin had a different take. He said, quote, there are plays that he made that just weren't smart plays, but a lot of the mistakes and interceptions that he made, I would say at least half of them were because of bad reads on someone else's part. So that was interesting.
You know where I want Jameis Winston to go? Where do you think I want him to go, Gio?
The Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yes, 100%. I want him to be the backup to Ben Roethlisberger. That's where I would go if I were him and I could get there. Now, I don't know what, you know, Pittsburgh would be willing to do with him contract-wise and everything else. Mason Rudolph's not the answer. I would think that going there and watching Ben Roethlisberger and potentially even having to play for Ben Roethlisberger simply because we don't know where his elbow's at and how, you know, he's 38 years old too, by the way. That would be a great place for Jameis to go to be the backup.
Yeah, there's a lot of momentum around that, at least with Steeler fans and media members that are trying to get Jameis to the Steelers, because last year that was a team that, as you just mentioned, could have made the playoffs even with Ben out, and they had horrendous quarterback play. A couple of games here or there where Mason Rudolph looked okay. Of course, a Duck Hodges win sprinkled in there, but mostly it was really bad quarterback play. So they don't want that to happen again if Ben comes back and can't be Ben Roethlisberger. So a lot of people thinking Jameis Winston is the answer. I mean, he's not the answer for a team that I think wants to go and win a Super Bowl, but a competent backup that can come in and win some games for you, sure.
All right, you guys talked a lot about the Giants and what they will do with the draft. Well, one of the players they got in free agency was linebacker Blake Martinez. He was on with Joe and Evan on The Fan yesterday. He was asked, why the Giants?
The main thing was obviously young team, talented team, and next part is obviously Pat Graham, defensive coordinator. He's an awesome coach. I had an amazing time with him my third year with the Packers.
Now, that was one part of it. The other part would be the cash, too.
Whatever team valued me the most was a team I wanted to go to, and obviously the Giants was one of them. And obviously once Pat Graham got in, it definitely made it more appealing.
And so that's why they have him. Now, the motto that he plays with on a game-in, game-out basis.
I go back to when I was at Stanford. It's just his motto, intellectual brutality.
Now, that's a motto that Joe took notice of and liked.
You know, you should patent that one, intellectual brutality.
Yeah,
you know,
some T-shirts.
Let me tell you right now. I need
Hey, Blake, I need like that. Blake, you got to get the T-shirts made. I mean,
I'm getting the T-shirts made. It'll be in everybody's logging, you know, right when the
intellectual
season eventually
brutality.
Ever starts.
Now, only
that's how I've been running this morning show for years.
Right. Intellectually.
And you guys don't realize it, but, you know, I'm tough on you. There's no question about it, but I expect you guys to show up every morning and do your job and get your asses in gear.
I think we pretty much do that on a day-in, day-out basis.
I would like to think that you do, and I would like to also say that you're continuing to do that even though we're not together, and I'm not there to threaten you.
We're there in spirit. We're here. We are together.
Right.
I can visualize you guys. I got the holograms of you up right now. Joe liked the motto, then rethought it.
You know, the only negative to that intellectual brutality is you could look at the wrong way, Blake, and say, you know what, well, intellectually, you're kind of brutal. You know, I mean, you could look at that.
I mean, all in Joe. I found that amusing. Meantime, you guys were also talking about the draft and the top few slots and who goes where. Joe Theismann spoke with TMZ Sports. So what do the Redskins do at number two?
Without hesitation, I take Chase Young. For a couple of reasons. First of all, I think he's the best player in the draft. And there's an old adage when it comes to taking the best player in the draft.
You get the best player in the draft. Now, he also was asked about the quarterback, and we'll get more on that in a moment, but he discusses the current quarterback in Dwayne Haskins and said, give the guy a chance.
I don't think you move on from him. I think the kid really, he loves football. He's a tough kid. He proved it. He's going to be in a new system. It'll be some competition now with Kyle Allen.
Now, he was asked about Tua Tagovailoa. Would it be hard to pass up on Tua if you went that route?
Not hard to pass on him at all because you don't know. I mean, he's had shoulder issues. He's had hip issues. And the thing is, he's never had a chance to work out, so you don't really know what you're going to get.
He also,
yeah, you know, the other part about Tua is that he's played with the best players in college football for the last 3 years.
Sure.
So he also is kind of like hamstrung in that regard. So, like, when you think of Patrick Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech, you know, the only reason they were in games was because of him, and he used to get his ass beat. It's kind of the same thing with Daniel Jones down in Duke. The only reason they were in games was because those guys, you know, kept them in games, and they would stand in there, take the hits, and give their teams chances to win. Tua, on the other hand, is playing with the best players. Wait do you see how many first-round draft choices they have. Look at the wide receivers they have. Going back and looking at some of the tape of Tua throwing to Henry Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy is amazing. I mean, guys are running past everybody. So, you know, that's a little bit of a knock, but I will say that in the biggest games, much like Joe Burrow did last year at least, you know, Tua showed up, and they knew something about him coming to Alabama when he was 18 years old. They knew he was mature enough to take over that team as a freshman, and he did. And so, you know, that's on the positive side. And then, as Joe said, the injury aspect of it all does, and I think, Gio, you said this yesterday, would make me think twice about, you know, going up and really getting them, you know, at number two or number three. But I think that's what Miami may end up doing.
Yeah, it's not just the hip injury. It's those two high ankle sprain surgeries that he had on each ankle. So you're talking about a guy who is not the biggest, someone who is playing at a high level, of course, at Alabama, now going into the NFL, which is the best of the best, the biggest of the big, and you're telling me he's going to be durable? It's just hard to believe.
Well, here was one other from Theismann, then we'll move on. And maybe talking about all the players he had, maybe that's part of this. He basically says Tua's not a guy like Dan Marino.
You know, he's not a generational quarterback. Burrow's might be, okay? I think so, but Tua is not.
So, and then he went on, he did praise him, and we'll get to some of that next hour, but he does not believe you take him there at number two, especially with Haskins on the roster and not having been given a chance yet, or a fair chance, anyway.
Right. The thing about Haskins is that he was just immature. I still believe in Dwayne Haskins. That kid can throw, that kid can stand in the pocket, and that kid needs to be pushed. He needs to be, he's been what I would say is kind of like handed things his entire life in terms of playing football, because he's been so much better than everybody. And remember, when he did decommit from Maryland and went to Ohio State, that's the reason why Joe Burrow ended up leaving Ohio State to go to LSU, because they told him at Ohio State, oh, you're going to be the starter when you come here. And, you know, just like passing over Joe Burrow. So that's a plethora of riches for the Ohio State Buckeyes. But I also think it's a level of immaturity that gets added on to when you think of who Dwayne Haskins is as a player. So he should be a much better player this year coming back, much like Daniel Jones will be. So hopefully both quarterbacks will go on to have great runs here, and both quarterbacks are starting out with new coaches this year.
All right, 35 minutes into the show, there's one thing we have not discussed yet that has been a big talking point over the last couple of weeks. Any thoughts what that might be, G?
Tiger King?
Yeah, there you go. So now this isn't really Tiger King related, but it is Tiger related. Here's Mike Tyson doing an Instagram live chat for Fat Joe on the Fat Joe podcast, or the Fat Joe show. He was asked about his affinity for tigers and how he got them. This is part one.
I was in prison, right? And I was talking to one of my friends who I bought exotic cars from, and he was saying that one of my friends that he knew owed him some money. And he said, if he doesn't pay me any money, I'm going to take some of these cars and trade them in for some animals. I said, what kind of animals? He said, horses and stuff. And I said, he said, Mike, they have some nice tigers and lions, too. If you got one of those, that would be so cool in your Ferrari. And I said, yeah, that would be true.
I was like a clip when it says, so I was in prison.
See, that right? He's another guy who sounds like he's 5 years old when he talks. You know, like he's like all excited. And so I thought, oh, you're going to get some tigers and some lions. I think that'd be really cool if we could put some tigers and lions and maybe an elephant in my backyard. So when I get out of prison, maybe we can load up my backyard with all sorts of animals. Like I always wanted a hippo once. But I don't know, can we buy a hippo, please? Please, can we buy a hippo?
And by the way, you don't want to be messing with the hippo. The hippo is the king of the jungle, by the way.
I know. Those things, and they're fast, too. If they want to kill you, they run out of whatever little body of water they're in. They can run like the wind and then
gobble
you
up. Nobody goes after a hippo. Nobody goes after a hippo in nature. So they are literally the king of the jungle. But didn't Mike Tyson, wasn't he in a movie? Was Bachelor Party
Hangover
with the tiger?
He was.
No, the Hangover. Hangover, yeah.
Oh, the Hangover, right.
That's exactly right.
Did he
right.
have the tiger in the Hangover? He did, right?
He did, yeah.
Was
I don't
Doc,
know if that was his.
Chantel in that, or whatever his name is. Doc Mantle, what's his name?
Doc Antle, yeah.
Was he in that movie? Who the hell knows? Were they his tigers?
It's probably his tiger.
Here was one more from Tyson on getting the tigers.
I said, why don't you order me a couple when I get out? So I'll be getting out in a couple of months. I was in prison. And so when I got out, I came home, I had two cubs.
And there you have it. And away we go. Next hour.
I was thinking about getting a puppy, and he's thinking about getting tigers.
Yeah, he got tigers. Yeah. And next hour, we'll get to a story about the tigers, which is not great. So you have that. Also, Paul LaDuca was on with Moose and Maggie a couple of days ago, right here on The Fan. Remember we played all that audio from the Instagram Live with Alex Rodriguez and Pete Alonso? I watched it. I thought it was pretty good. Well, these three had a much different take. I guess Maggie brings it to LaDuca's attention that A-Rod was basically faking that he was interested in Alonzo. Like, he just looked like he wasn't interested, I guess. Here was LaDuca's take on that.
A-Rod's always been that way. He's sort of the kind of guy that looks at you, but he's not really talking to you.
So, exactly.
Everybody knows those guys.
Yeah, he says he's clearly not a fan of A-Rod. He says, yeah, he's had a nice post-playing career, whatever.
Kudos to him. Kudos to his career after baseball and what he's done for people. But
Yeah, I'm sorry.
People know I'm not a fan, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, he says A-Rod and ESPN, a bunch of phonies.
Never will be a fan. I just think he's one of the biggest people out there. And I know I always get heat for that, and they're like, oh, he's done this and he's done that, and he's done this and that. But everybody just somehow forgets, and so does ESPN, where he works for, what they did for him.
Yeah, and then they talked about how they were tracking him and following him, and, you know, A-Rod was baseball's big villain, but whatever. So that was interesting. That kind of made headlines.
Didn't Paul LaDuca get himself in trouble with Joe West or something?
I don't know.
So Joe West was the umpire. Didn't he say, like, he could convince Joe West to call strikes if you let him drive cars or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I think it was, wasn't it LaDuca who said that? I'm pretty sure that it was. But yeah, anytime he came into town, he would have him drive whatever car he had, and then he could get him to call strikes for him. I think it was LaDuca, but you're right. I mean, I have a vague memory of the story.
Here it is.
Well,
I think LaDuca told a story that Billy Wagner
That's what it was.
Said
there you go.
That Joe loves antique cars. So every time he came into town, they let him drive like a 57 Chevy or something like that, just as long as you expand the strike zone for me or something like that. Say, so, hey, LaDuca's a pretty good guest, man. We got to get him on.
There you go. A couple of other things quickly. I know I saw Joel Sherman tweeting yesterday about, you know, the idea of baseball coming up with ideas to get the season started, maybe mid-June, something like that, and maybe with no fans or a small gathering of fans to start before they can ramp it back up when things get back to normal. And then I don't think it was more than a half hour later, the city of Toronto announced no public events with large gatherings until June 30th. So I guess MLB is still trying to figure out where you play games. Could they be in different sites? Domes, warm weather cities, not sure, but Toronto is out until I guess at least the late June, early July. And then also you've got on Friday night, you've got this this NBA 2K thing that ESPN is going to air, where you've got 16 teams, I guess, and Kevin Durant is the one seed. Hassan Whiteside is a three seed, and I guess the seeds are based upon your player rating. And if you don't think the ratings aren't important to these guys, we've seen it with Madden, where players get upset when they see their rating. Here's Hassan Whiteside post-game this season, courtesy of NBA TV, where he had a good game and basically discusses the rating.
And just trying to get a win every night. I'm just trying to really get my NBA 2K rating up.
Well, he's number three in this list. And so you got some good players that are involved. You got Trey Young, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine is playing, DeMarcus Cousins. So at least something kind of like the car racing you'll get basketball-wise on Friday night. And there you have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.